Well, she was the first. I think it's widely recognised that she was the first rape survivor to consciously waive her legal right to anonymity in order to talk from the perspective of a survivor about her experiences and about the need to improve levels of justice and service to survivors like her. And that was an incredibly courageous thing to do. I think it's important to remember that it wasn't entirely her free choice to begin with, because unfortunately her identity was pretty much revealed by the tabloid press at the time. But she took what could have been a really distressing and traumatising experience and turned it into a positive by becoming such an outspoken and tireless, as I say, campaigner. And the significance of that is that there's still so much shame around sexual violence, and it's still considered a taboo to an extent even today, but certainly when she started campaigning 30 years ago. And she just sent the message really clearly to other survivors that you have absolutely nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to feel guilty about, nothing to feel embarrassed about, because all of the shame lies with the perpetrators. And she was so clear about that. And in a time when so many rape survivors still don't report to the police or even talk to anyone in their lives often about what's happened to them, that's vitally important that she was always there for other survivors to see and to take some comfort from.